All right, Father, we thank you for those words. So we will begin by going to Deuteronomy 28. Moses. I'll give you an example. The period from Moses, Moses was 1452 when he died. So Deuteronomy was when he was dying. Zedekiah is 488 B.C.
Okay.
1452 B.C. So then we're jumping into a period of Zedekiah, which is 488 B.C. That's 964 years. And to see what information is lost. So Moses, or Yahweh, through Moses, gave dire warning, and which we're going to have ears to hear. And those same warnings are to us, just like it was to Zedekiah. As you can see. Okay, 28 and verse 15. But it shall be, this is after the blessing, if thou do not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding thee today, then shall come upon thee all these curses and shall reach thee. Wow. I mean, so this is very important to open up our ears. I don't want the curses. Verse 52, the same chapter. 52. And he shall lay siege to thee in all thy gates. And this is what's going to happen to Judah or Israel in Zedekiah's time, because they did not hear to what Yahweh was doing. And he shall lay siege to thee in all thy gates until the high and fortified walls come down wherein thou wast trusting in all thy land. Yea, he will lay siege to thee in all thy gates in all thy land which Yahweh the Elohim hath given unto thee, and thou wilt eat the fruit of thy body. Now think of this. This happens in the book of Jeremiah. The flesh of thy sons and thy daughters, whom Yahweh thy Elohim hath given unto thee in the seas, and in the straitness wherein thy enemy will straiten thee. Here is a prophecy. Right now, do they have wall cities? No. They're in tents. They've been in tents for 40 years. Probably in, even in Goshen, there was probably no walled cities. You know, maybe in the capital was, but where they live, they were not walled cities. So this is talking about something that's not, they're not even used to. But as we can see, with Jerusalem being walled up, all this stuff's going to come into fruition. And so we're going to look at Judah's, you know, we know Israel, the 10 tribes, fell about 150 years before Judah fell. And who took away Israel, the 10 tribes?
Assyria.
Yeah, Assyria king. And that, they took him and put him into Babylon and other places, and they spread people out. That's where we got a Samaritan. They would take people from Babylon and put him in to where the Jews used to live. And that's where we got Samaritans. So that was Assyria, and their capital is Nineveh. Why Damascus is Syria, not Assyria, but Syria, and Syria's capital was Damascus. So to break the two, Nineveh or Assyria was higher, but it encompassed, it was a huge kingdom at some particular time.
You're talking about higher, you mean further north?
Yeah, further north than Syria. So Nineveh was further north than Damascus. Damascus exists today, Nineveh does not. But we're going to look at 2 Corinthians, or 2 Chronicles 36.
36?
36. We're going to look at a history lesson of the last 22 years.
I'm sorry, did you say 36?
Yeah, 36.
Thank you.
We're going to read 1 through 17. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah. Remember, Josiah was a great king. He ends up being killed by the Egyptians. Egyptians were trying to fight, coming through his country to the Assyrians, and he got involved and got killed. So this is where we're going. Josiah and made him king instead of his father in Jerusalem. And who made him king? It was Egypt. So now Egypt is reigning Jerusalem, which we will see. 23 years old was Joash when he began to reign, and 3 months reigned he in Jerusalem. Oh, what a short terms. No, this isn't going to happen. Okay, out. And the king of Egypt deposed him in Jerusalem and condemned the land to 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim, his brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. So we're used to Jehoiakim. But Necro took Joahaz, his brother, and that's the Egyptian, and carried him to Egypt. Okay, so now we know Jehoiakim came after Josiah, and he's going to reign for 11 years, and he was a bad, evil person. It's supposed to be a Hebrew, but wasn't. 25 years old was Jehoiakim when he began to reign. 11 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he did the thing that was wicked in the eyes of Yahweh, his Elohim. Against him came up who?
Nebuchadnezzar.
So we see Egypt first did it, and now Nebuchadnezzar has taken over Egypt. And now the new sheriff in town is Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaldean Empire. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in fetters of bronze to carry him to Babylon. Guess else who carried to Babylon?
Daniel.
You know, I got the Hebrew sons, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And that's, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But I, you know, need to know their Hebrew names. Took a lot of people to Babylon with Jehoiakim. And some of the utensils of the house of Yahweh did Nebuchadnezzar carry to Babylon and put them in his own temple in Babylon. But the rest of the story of Jehoiakim and his abominations. God, think of that. Think of this. This is the Christian church today. So we have to look at, these were the religious, Yahweh's representatives on earth was these people. Yeah. So why would ours be any different? So we got to keep our eyes, and this is why we're learning these lessons, is to learn and see, how does that affect us? Where are we, you know, repeating the same mistakes that these people made? Which he made that were found upon him, and there they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. How long? 3 months. 8 years old. Yeah, you put an 8-year-old kid with Jehoiachin when he began to reign. In 3 months and 10 days reigned he in Jerusalem, and he did the thing that was wicked in the eyes of Yahweh. Well, he can't do anything with it. It's obviously his counselors. You're 8 years old. You get spanked. And when the year came around, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and carried him to Babylon with the precious utilities of the house of Yahweh, and made Zedekiah, his brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem. 21 years old was Zedekiah when he began to reign, and 11 years reigned he in Jerusalem. So we're going to be focusing on Zedekiah.
Excellent.
And he did the things that was what?
Wicked.
Wicked in the eyes of Yahweh, his Elohim. But he's a lot better than Jehoiakim. But we're going to see he got time and time again. And why didn't he turn to the right? Why didn't he do the right thing? And we're going to see. He humbled not himself. There it is. He humbled not himself before Jeremiah, the prophet, from the mouth of Yahweh. Are we willing to humble ourselves from the mouth of Yahweh? Yahweh says, covet to prophesy. I would that you all speak in tongues. You know what the most church says? Not happening. Is that humbling themselves? No. You know, I thought of the other day, somebody's always talking about the Lord coming back, and this is the year the Lord's coming back, and we're going to be in the book of Revelation. I thought, if people would spend half as much time with 1 Corinthians 14 and manifesting the Spirit, and they would with the book of Revelation, because every generation has the Lord coming back. Why don't you just prophesy? Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go off in these other areas. So, moreover, also King Nebuchadnezzar, he rebelled, who had made him swear by Elohim. There he is. And he stiffened his neck. Now, let me ask you something. Okay, so Daniel went away with King Jehoiakim. And we're going to see that Daniel becomes a ruler in Babylon. So when we see Nebuchadnezzar many times, Daniel's behind this scene also. So just remember that. Daniel.
What do you mean many times?
Well, we're going to see that we think of Nebuchadnezzar as he being the bad guy and Jerusalem being the good guy, when actually Jerusalem's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have probably counsel from Daniel and Hananiah,
Mishael,
are giving counsel and say they need to be taken down. They got to surrender because they've become so corrupt mm-hmm. that the king of King Nebuchadnezzar, who was called a servant of Yahweh,
he
needs to get control of these people.
Yeah.
And we don't think of that as Daniel behind the scene backing up King Nebuchadnezzar. And stiffened his neck and emboldened his heart from turning unto Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Also, all the rulers of the priests and of the people abounded in committing what? Treachery. According to all the abominable ways of the nations, and polluted the house of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And though Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, sent unto them through his messengers, zealously sending them, because he had compassion upon his people and upon his habitation, yet became they mockers of the messengers of Elohim, the prophets, and despisers of his words, and mimics of his prophets, until the mounting up of the wrath of Yahweh against his people, until there was no healing. So he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no raham, that's compassion, raham, upon young man or virgin, elder or ancient, all delivered he into his hand. So there's the story we're going to get in depth into on Zedekiah. Let's see here. Yeah, and also Jehoiakim, 11 years before Zedekiah, was the one who was famous about cutting up the word of Yahweh.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Jeremiah. And so you have to understand, when you read the book of Jeremiah, it's not in chronological order. It will have Zedekiah, who came after Jehoiakim, and then it's going to have Jehoiakim, and then it's going to mix them back and forth. So you have to know about when Yahweh, through Baruch, who is a scribe, to Jeremiah, wrote a letter to Jehoiakim and Israel, and Jehoiakim, when he heard it, cut it up and threw it in the fire. That was Jehoiakim, not Zedekiah. And he's also tracked down a prophet who spoke the word, who went to Egypt, and they sent people to Egypt to get him. They brought him back and murdered him. So that is the holy man, you know, Israel, in Jerusalem, with the consent of their prophets and priests. So how corrupt can a religious institution become? Yes, it can.
Tibbetsdale.
Now we're going to see Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah 1. Where does he get involved here?
Are we done with Deuteronomy?
Yes. Yeah, only in there once.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Jeremiah 1:1-3. So where does Jeremiah come in this thing? To teach us these lessons.
It's with Jehoiakim and Jehoiakim.
Yeah, why don't you read 1-3, Wendy? Jeremiah 1, verses 1-3.
The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, unto whom came the word of Yahweh in the days of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days... Is that it?
No.
It came also... What?
It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Joash, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Joash, king of Judah, as far as the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month.
Here we go. So he's going to be from about the middle of Josiah all the way to the end of the carrying away. Okay? So we're looking at what he's experienced. Now we go to Jeremiah 19. Now we're going to see who are the corrupt individuals. could the priest who is in charge of the house of Yahweh be corrupt?
Yes.
Yeah. This is God named Pasha. 19, verse 14, chapter 19, verse 14 and 15. Then entered Jeremiah out of Topheth, whither Yahweh had sent him to prophesy, and stood in the house, or the court of the house of Yahweh, and said unto all the people, Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, Elohim of Israel, Behold me, bringing in against this city, and upon all the cities thereof, the whole calamity which I have pronounced against her, because they stiffened their neck, that they might not do what?
Hear
my words. So today we got to look at Christianity many times. So are they hearing the words of Yahweh? Which are actually hearing him is doing it. Now we go to chapter 20. We're right here. 1 through 6, Aaron. And so we're going to learn about Pasher. And so how corrupt was this right up to the top echelon? And so read 1 through 6.
And when Pasher, son of Immer, the priest, who also was deputy overseer in the house of Yahweh, heard that Jeremiah had prophesied these things, then Pasher smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the upper gate of Benjamin, which was in the house of Yahweh. And it came to pass on the morrow that when Pasher brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks, that Jeremiah said unto him, Not Pasher hath Yahweh called thy name, but Magor Misaviv, terror round about. For thus saith Yahweh, Behold me, making thee a Magor, terror to thyself and to all who love thee. And they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, thine own eyes also beholding. And all Judah will be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will carry them captive to Babylon and smite them with the sword. Did you say it's 7?
Yeah, 2-6.
And I will deliver up all the wealth of the city, and all her labor, and all her precious things, and all the treasures of the king of Judah will I deliver up in the hands of the enemies, and they will make of them a prey, and take them, and carry them unto Babylon. And thou, Pasha, and all who are dwelling in thy house shall go into captivity. Yea, into Babylon shall thou enter, and there shall thou die, and there shall thou be buried, thou and all who love thee, to whom thou hast prophesied falsely.
Wow. And so we got to look at, in our personal case, we have a family member who's done the same kind of situation. You know, when you defy to do one of the Ten Commandments, what you have done is, it means you do not fear Yahweh. And there's consequences for that. You know, and just like what they did, there's consequences. And Yahweh is slow to anger, but there is a particular time where this is going to go south, and your life is not going to be what Yahweh promised. Instead of the blessing, because if you do all I say, you're going to get the blessing. If you revolt what I say, the curses are coming. And so just to give an example, we're going to get into Jeremiah 34. And here's one of the sins that they were committing. Doesn't look a big thing. It was for the Hebrews. Okay. The words came unto Jeremiah from Yahweh after that the king Zedekiah had solemnized a covenant with all the...
Wait, where are you?
Okay, chapter 34, verse 8.
Okay. Oh,
Jeremiah 34, verse
8. Okay.
And I'll start over. The word which came unto Jeremiah from Yahweh after that king Zedekiah had solemnized a covenant with all the people who were in Jerusalem, proclaiming unto them liberty, that every man should let his servant and every man his handmaid, being a Hebrew or Hebrews, go free. Well, that was part of the law. Yahweh said that with Moses. You have a Hebrew slave for 6 years, and then you let him go, and you fully equipped him to start a new career. Real simple. To go free, so that no man should use them as slaves, to wit, a Jew, his brother. This is 1,000 years later from Moses. So then they hearkened, even all the princes, the important people, and all the people who had entered into the covenant, that every man should let his servant and every man his handmaid go free. so as not to use them as slaves any longer. Yea, they hearkened and let them go. Watch. Howbeit, they turned after that and brought back the servants and the handmaidens who they had let go free and brought them into subjection as servants, as handmaidens. So you just really undid what you just did. So this is one of the sands that we saw that they did not fear Yahweh. You know, if you defiantly go against what Yahweh says, you don't fear Yahweh. Now we go back to, let me see here. We're going to look at a prophet. You go back to Jeremiah 28 called Hananiah. So here is false prophets who are in the church with the king. And his name is Hananiah. 28:1-17. Can you read some of that, Wendy, and then I'll take over.
And it came to pass in that year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, in the fourth year, in the fifth month, that Hananiah son of Azur was the prophet, who was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of Yahweh before the eyes of the priests and all the people, saying, Thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon within the space of 2 years. I am bringing back into this place all the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, have taken away from this place and carried into Babylon. Jeconiah also, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah who have entered Babylon, am I bringing back into this place, declareth Yahweh.
Whoa. What do you say, declareth Yahweh?
For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon.
Is this what happens? No, it does not happen. This is a false prophet. You do not ever do this when you say, thus saith Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Then said Jeremiah the prophet unto Hananiah the prophet in the presence of the priest and in the presence of all the people who were standing in the house of Yahweh, in the church. So, yeah, you know, we got institutions like Dallas Theological Seminary says you can't speak in tongues. You know, that's exactly what Hananiah's just saying. They lied. And Yahweh, you know, and so these are theological colleges that are teaching pastors you cannot do this. And you cannot be a Christian without confessing into the doctrine of the Trinity. You're not saved. And that's another thing. So, same situation. 5. Then said Jeremiah the prophet unto Hananiah the prophet in the presence of the priest and in the presence of all the people who were standing in the house of Yahweh. Then said Jeremiah the prophet, Amen. So may Yahweh do. Yahweh establish thy words which thou hast prophesied by bringing back the vessels of the house of Yahweh and all of them of the captivity from Babylon unto this place. Nevertheless, hear thou, I pray, this word which I'm speaking in thy ears and in the ears of all the people. Now wait a minute. The people want to hear this stuff?
Nope.
What's more appealing? Surrender to Nebuchadnezzar, or we're going to win and bring everything back? Mm-hmm. Well,
you won't read what you'll sell.
Yeah, what do you want to hear? And so remember, so much of this is 1st or 2nd Timothy 4, 3 and 4. There will be a season when the healthful teachings they will not endure, but according to their own covetings will they heap up. Do they want slaves?
Yes.
Would you like to free employment, you know, employee? No. And so that is it. According to their own covenants, they'll heap up them teachers who have itching ears and turn from the truth. They'll turn their ears unto stories. So that's it's always happened. Nevertheless, verse 7, hear thou, I pray thee, this word which I'm speaking in thy ears and the ears of all the people. The prophets who were before me and before thee from age past time, when they prophesied against many lands and concerning great kingdoms of war and in calamity and pestilence, the prophet who prophesied of peace when the word of the prophet was fulfilled, then was known the prophet whom Yahweh has sent in truth. His word has to come to pass. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the neck of Jeremiah the prophet and brake it. And you know, this is a real showdown. I like Jeremiah. I mean,
this is like going to Moses.
Are you ready to confront and speak truth to people? And Hananiah spake before the eyes of all the people, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, yeah, because Yahweh's not saying this. In like manner will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, within the space of 2 years from off the neck of all the nations. And Jeremiah the prophet went his way. Now watch what happens. God. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of Jeremiah the prophet, saying, go and speak unto Hananiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, yoke of wood thou hast broken, but thou shalt make in their stead yokes of iron. For thus saith Yahweh of hosts, Elohim of Israel, a yoke of iron have I put upon the neck of all these nations to serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall, what? Serve him. It's not an option. This is Yahweh's dealing. Moreover also, the wild beasts of the field have I given to him. Then said Jeremiah the prophet unto Hananiah the prophet. I like how he keeps saying the prophet, the prophet. Hear, I pray thee, Hananiah, Yahweh hath not sent thee. Thou therefore hast caused this people to trust in falsehood. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, behold me driving thee away from off the face of the ground. This year art thou to, what?
Die.
Now we're going to see whose prophecy is true. Who's the true, real prophet? Because revolt has thou spoken against Yahweh. So we've got to be really careful. If you don't want to speak in tongues and you don't want to interpret, okay. But you do not ever tell somebody else they can't speak in tongues and they can't interpret. Because now you are revolted against Yahweh. So Hananiah the prophet did what?
Died
the same year in the seventh month. Well, should that open up all the other people's ears? The priest, Zedekiah, everybody else to say, well, we know who the true prophet is, and we better listen to him. But Zedekiah is bent on that. And we know that, now let's go to Daniel 2. I'm going to show you that Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were in charge. So, Daniel chapter 2.
Wait a minute, I'm...
8:45.
48-49. And this is obviously Daniel interprets the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, and guess what? He is promoted. Then the king exalted Daniel, and many large presents gave he unto him, and set him to be ruler over all the province of Babylon.
Wow.
And chief of the nobles over all the wise men of Babylon. Well, I mean, so this guy, he's right up there. And Daniel desired the king, and he appointed over the business of the province of Babylon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But Daniel himself was in the gate of the king. So why Nebuchadnezzar, who is called the servant of Yahweh, is doing his will by overthrowing. He didn't have to overthrow. Just obey Nebuchadnezzar. But you revolt against Nebuchadnezzar, you shut the gates, and you're not going to obey anymore, and now I've got to put a siege against you. Because now you've defied me, and I'm going to put you in charge, and you did this. So remember, they were there, so now we give up, and Jeremiah 38.
Right there, Jeremiah speaking the word, they put him in stocks.
Yeah.
When Daniel spoke the word, he was promoted.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good point. Now, Jeremiah 38, 14-20. So here is, I keep looking at Zedekiah with all of us. He's so close to doing what is right, but the peer pressure is going to make him do what is wrong, and it's going to be the demise of his life.
But it doesn't say that.
Yeah, it does. Watch. 38:14-20. Jeremiah, you know, he's in jail. He's been in jail, Jeremiah. And he pulls him out, and he wants the word of what Yahweh's asking me to do. He's asking Jeremiah. Then the king Zedekiah sent and fetched Jeremiah the prophet unto him in the third entrance, which is in the house of Yahweh. And the king said unto Jeremiah, I'm going to ask thee a thing. Do not hide anything from me. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, when I tell thee, wilt thou not surely put me to death? and when I counsel thee, wilt thou not hearken to me? So King Zedekiah swearing to Jeremiah secretly saying, by the life of Yahweh who made for us this soul, I will in no wise put thee to death, neither will I deliver thee into the hand of these men who are seeking thy life. And why are they seeking their life? Because he's not telling them what they want to hear. So no different than the left woke organizations today. They want to silence you if you do not say and confirm what they say.
Right.
Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, Elohim of Israel. Now here's the promise. If thou will indeed go forth unto the princes of the king of Babylon, open the doors, yeah, surrender. Then shall thy own soul live, and this city shall not be burnt with fire, but thou shalt live, thou and thy house. What? Here it is. Okay, there it is. I'm giving you a promise. But, that's it. But if thou wilt not go forth, then Yahweh does this all the time. You do my will, and I am with you. You do not do my will, and I'm no longer with you. Now, I'm not be blessing you when you're going against my will. But if thou wilt not go forth unto the prince of the king of Babylon, then shall this city be delivered into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hands. Then said King Zedekiah unto Jeremiah, why am I not doing this? Here it is. I am afraid of the Jews.
Who have fallen away to the Chaldeans. Yes. That's Daniel, Azariah, and Mishael.
Lest they deliver me into their hands and they maltreat me. But here's the promise. So you good concern. Yahweh's going to say, they shall not deliver. Hearken, I pray thee unto the voice of Yahweh and what I am speaking unto thee, that it may be well with thee and thy soul live. There it is. Here's the promise. And that's what so much of it. It is do what is right. When people are going to hate me, do what is right. Do what is right. Stand firm. But people will not be, you know, might put me in jail. So I think that, you know, pastors have been put in jail because they spoke the truth. Pastors in Canada spoke against homosexuality and are in jail. If you speak against homosexuality, we will make your life miserable. Now, you do what is right. Now, let's go to 39, Jeremiah 39, 6, 7. He didn't do this. So look what happens. And they finally break in, and they try to flee out the back door, so they got their plan. I'm going to flee out, and they got caught. And 6, and the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah in Riblah before his eyes. And all the nobles of Judah did the king of Babylon slay. So this is when you disobeyed Yahweh. And the eyes of Zedekiah did he put out, and bound him with fetters of bronze to bring him into Babylon. And the house of the king and the houses of the people did the Chaldeans burn with fire, and the walls of Jerusalem break they down. And there you go. So this is Zedekiah was warned, and you listen to men instead, and you see this, the great kings like Josiah, you know, Hezekiah. The people had to be against them, and they just stood firm and smashed their temples and smashed their deal and really went boldly into these things and going against what the people wanted. So that's also in 2 Kings 25:7. We're not going there, but let's look at the consequences of rejecting Yahweh in the book of Lamentations. So you got Jeremiah, Lamentations, chapter 1. It is a sad, sad story. And when do you want to read 1 through 5? This is the result when you rebel and revolt against Yahweh. And I think, you know, at one point, I think many of these countries, I think of Ukrainians might have revolted internally against Yahweh. I think the Germans might have revolted against Yahweh. I think the Russians, so what you're doing is you're actually getting back. You're being enslaved. Yeah, you're reaping what you sowed. And many times I think if we look at that, a lot of times their misery was their fathers or forefathers or themselves rejecting what Yahweh's justice and righteousness in his head. Now one through five.
How is seated alone the city that abounded with people, hath become as a widow. She who abounded among the nations was a princess among provinces, hath come under tribute. She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears on her cheek. She hath none to comfort her of all her lovers. All her friends have betrayed her, have become her foes. Carried away captive is Judah because of oppression and because of great servitude. She hath remained among the nations, hath found no place to rest. All her pursuers have overtaken her between straits. The ways to Zion are mourning because none come to her appointed feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests are sighing. Her virgins are grieved, and she, it is bitter for her. Her adversaries have become chief. Her foes are at ease, for Yahweh hath grieved her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the adversary.
And then we're going to go to chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Seated on the ground in silence are the elders of the daughter of Zion. They have lifted up dust on their head, have girded themselves with sackcloth. Bowed down to the ground is the head of the virgins of Jerusalem. Blinded with tears are mine eyes, and ferment is my body. Poured out to the earth is my grief. For the sore hurt of the daughter of my people, when a child and suckling are swooning in the broadways of the street. The city. To their mothers they keep saying, where are corn and wine? And remember, a seizure is, we're going to starve you out. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens. Swooning like one thrust through in the broadways of the city, pouring out their life into the bosom of their mother. Wow. Verse 20, chapter 2. See, O Yahweh, and do consider to whom thou hast acted thus severally. Will women devour their own fruit, the children they have dangled? Shall priests and prophets be slain in the sanctuary of my Lord? Go to chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. Better are the slain of the sword than the slain of the famine. Watch what happens. This is Deuteronomy 28. For these pine away, stricken through, wanting of the produce of the field. The hands of compassionate or Raham women have cooked their own what?
Children.
Children. They have served as nourishment to them in the grievous injury of the daughter of my people. Yahweh has completed his indignation, hath poured out the glow of his anger, and hath killed a kindle of fire in Zion. Well, you know, I'll just stop there with 10. So, that's our lesson, that we're not supposed to repeat that same lesson. It's to obey Yahweh regardless of what other people say. And so we'll end there and have a word from our Father.
So we'll have the blessings instead of the curses.
Yeah, great blessings. But sometimes we got to realize we're in a struggle. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. So spiritual wickedness is always against us. And in the United States right now, spiritual wickedness is abounding through the Democrat Party. So, but we're up to the task, and by the shield of faith shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
Amen.
So thank you for these words, Father, through our Lord, Savior, Mashiach, Yahushua. Be bold and courageous, because you are my children, in whom I am endowed with great spiritual ability, great strength, great zeal, in order to release the power that I put within you. So do not be hesitant, but walk forth with the sword and shield to go ahead to the fight which you are prepared, and I will overcome them with you. Amen. See you next week.
Thank you.